This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. This week we're talking with Cindy Hoy from Cornstalk Theater. Their next production, A Piece of My Heart, opens tonight at the Winter Playhouse in Upper Bradley Park. It runs through the 26th. Good to have you back, Cindy.
Thank you.
Now, this is a play that's set during the Vietnam War, but the story focuses on a group of women. And I find that a really interesting perspective. I think that's a perspective on war that we don't get a lot of, particularly not in theater.
I agree. It's the play was written right around 1998 by Shirley Loro, and it was based on a book by Keith Walker. And particularly at that time period, right before the beginning of the 21st century, there had not been a lot written about women in war. And as we have more and more women involved in wartime, we hear more about that. But it's a great reflection on what the conflict was like for them and how they related to it as opposed to how the men related to it.
Now, is this set up as essentially a series of monologues where each of them tells their story, or is it an ensemble piece where they're all interacting?
It actually works both ways. There are monologues. It's very episodic. It moves very quickly from character to character. Their lives become intertwined, but there are separate scenes as well as to how they interact with other people during the conflict. The cast also includes two men who play a variety of roles, I think about 26 different roles. And essentially they are the men of the war that they become involved, that the women become involved with when they're in Vietnam. It's a captivating story, and it's really one that I think if you haven't heard it before now, it's a story that you need to hear, particularly people of the baby boomer generation who were around and involved during the Vietnam conflict.
Admittedly, I'm not familiar with the play, but I understand it's about how they change as a result of the war. And there are six major female characters. I thought you'd share a little bit about each of the characters and
their personalities. I'm not the director. I'm the theater manager. The director couldn't be here today, but I will be very happy to try. There's a woman named Martha. She's played by a lovely actress named Lorelei Lawson, who was an army brat. And she followed in her mother's footsteps when she became a military nurse. And then there's Mary Jo, and that character is played by a young woman named Melinda Watkins. And she is a singer, a USO entertainer, who goes to Vietnam to entertain. And I just want to take a little sidestep to talk a little bit about Mindy. Mindy's life and mine are a little bit intertwined in that way back in the 80s, she and I were in a production of a play called Come Back to the Five and Dime, Jimmy Dean, Jimmy Dean, and she played my younger self. So she was a teenager. She was in high school at that time, and I was in my early 30s, and she played my younger self. So it's a lot of fun to have her back with Cornstalk. She'd been gone for a while. And then there's a character named Sissy, who's portrayed by Kristen Connor, who has a pretty sheltered childhood until she finds herself working as a nurse. And then Yumiko Post plays Leanne, who's an Army nurse who expected to be stationed in Hawaii and then was sent to Vietnam. And Whitney, who is a Vassar grad who joins the Red Cross, and she's played by Lisa Chamberlain. And Steele, who is a member of the Women's Army Corps, and she's played by Jasmine Providence. And many of you will remember Jasmine because she played Mother Maybelle, Motormouth Maybelle in Hairspray, which we did a couple of years ago. It's a great cast. The two guys are Ian Hunt and Alex Larson, and as I said, they played 26 different roles in the show.
As you were running through the cast, one thing that struck me is this is one of those casts that's so great to see in the Winter Playhouse because there are people coming back to the theater, new faces, and people that we may have seen before, but we haven't seen at the Lab. And to me, that's what a Lab production's all about.
It's a great place to stretch, not only as a cast member or a crew member, but also as an audience member, because you get challenged by the things we do at the Winter Playhouse.
And Cindy, are you on the selection committee so that when you pick this particular show, you want to make sure that it complements the entire season?
Well, in a certain sense, I am. I am an advisory member of the play selection committee for the Winter Playhouse. And when Amy mentioned that she wanted to do this show, I was fully in favor of it. It's a great production, and we don't have enough productions that feature strong roles for women. So it was really nice to have that as well.
And what is the process she goes through to get her play selected?
Well, we have a period of time, and actually we're in that period right now for the next season, where we ask people to submit plays that they would like to direct. And once we get those submissions, the play selection committee reads them, discusses them, sees how they work together within the season so that we don't have too many of a particular type of show and that we have a fairly well-balanced season. And then they bring that season to the board of directors, and the board of directors either says yes or no, or maybe some, but maybe not all. And it's a really interesting process, and it seems like it probably shouldn't work, but it does. And in my opinion, we've had one of our strongest seasons this year in quite some time. It's been a great season.
This is a play I don't think I've ever seen produced anywhere before, and it's not like it's a brand new play. Why do you think it has taken a while to catch hold? Why is this the first time we're seeing it?
Well, actually, it's not the first time Cornstalk's done it.
Oh, okay.
Cornstalk did it in the late 90s, and we're doing it again. At that time, Joe Sternberg directed the play, and that was a little closer to the Vietnam War. It is my opinion that we're seeing it again because war has become a fact of life for a lot of us. We either know somebody or know somebody who knows somebody who's been involved in either Afghanistan or Iraq. And as I said before, because more and more women are becoming involved in the process of war and making war and going to war, that it's one of those plays that I think really merits a second look. It also, as I said before, it presents an opportunity for us to give some really good meaty roles to women.
What are you hoping the audience will come out with in terms of its overall message?
Well, I think the show tends to, when you talk about it, sound like a downer. And I really want to impress upon the audience that it is not. It is a very uplifting show. We're going to see these women grow in their roles, both as their professional roles and emotionally as well. We're going to see them move from young girls to young women. And also there is a part of the healing process involved in the play involves the Vietnam War Memorial that a lot of people have either visited or visited sections of it that have been traveling. And that's a very compelling testament to what happened in Vietnam. And it's an important reconciliation point for all of the women involved in the show. And it's, as I said, I think people will be uplifted by the show. There are parts of it that are funny. There are parts of it that are tragic and very emotional. And I think it will be a great experience for everyone involved.
We've been talking with Cornstalk Theater manager Cindy Hoy. Their production of A Piece of My Heart opens tonight with performances through Sunday the 26th. Cindy, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
And Nathan, the Heritage Ensemble presents its annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. concert tomorrow evening at the ICC Performing Arts Center on the Illinois Central College campus. And as the choir does each year, they'll honor Dr. King's memory with the gospel tunes that celebrate a triumph of the spirit.
The Peoria Symphony Orchestra presents Matinee at the Movies Sunday afternoon at the Peoria Civic Center with a superhero costume contest that begins at 2 o'clock. The concert is at 3, and it features music from some of the recent superhero movies from Star Wars and Harry Potter, and some well-known romances from movies like Dr. Zhivago and Gone with the Wind.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you find us on the web at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.